Well, howdy everyone, and thanks again for joining me here today as we continue to read through Scripture together. We're reading through the book of 1 Corinthians, and today we will be reading chapter 6. Now, if you recall in the context of chapter 5, Paul was dealing with a specific matter in the church, and that was the failure of the church in Corinth to deal with sin in the body. In fact, they were rather tolerating it in many ways. And so Paul specifically points out the issue of sexual immorality and a specific situation regarding a man in an incestual relationship with his mother. And so Paul speaks to the fact that they were arrogant about this matter rather than mourning the sin that was among them and dealing with it appropriately. And so Paul encouraged them and gave them command and instruction that they really needed to utilize church discipline and carry out such discipline at this point that they needed to excommunicate this man from the church. They needed to remove the leaven from the lump so that it didn't defile the whole lump. And so this is what he told them to do while he explained to them that they really needed to be in the practice of judging sin according to God's word and even in regards to immorality. They needed to do that and to deal with it appropriately. And so now, as we dive into chapter 6, Paul is then speaking to another matter in the church, and that is that believers were dragging other believers into secular courts in lawsuits and suing them. And he will also, towards the end of the chapter, speak to the matter of how we should consider our bodies in service to the Lord, while tying that even back to the issue of sexual immorality and fleeing from such immorality, knowing that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit, etc. And Paul gives us some wonderful instruction there. So let's dive into the very Word of God and hear it now in chapter 6. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unrighteous and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If you then have judgments concerning things pertaining to this life, do you appoint those who are least esteemed by the church to judge? I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one, who will be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goes to law against brother, and that before unbelievers. Now, therefore, it is already an utter failure for you to go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourselves be cheated? No, you yourselves do wrong and cheat, and you do these things to your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for foods, but God will destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen. May God add his blessing to the reading of his word to us here in chapter 6. Such an important and wonderful passage, not only considering the matter of taking other believers and dragging them into secular courts and lawsuits and the like, but also in regards to how we should consider our bodies in service to the Lord. For we are not our own. We belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. We have been bought at a great price. We are his bondservants, and we are temples of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit dwells within us, praise the Lord. And therefore, how must we live? That really is the important question, and the one that we need to answer and to live according to, which should be evident in what we say, think, and do. Well, I hope you'll consider this very word, meditate on it throughout the rest of your day. Join me next time as we dive into 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Take care. I'll see you then.